Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, when you hear Alice in Chains, No Excuses, it's the king of no excuses who joins us every Friday here on CCO, Dan Hayes with The Athletic. Hi, Dan.
Hey, it's Prince night out here. So
I know we should have been playing Prince. I know. My friend Paul Peterson is going to be singing the national anthem. Paul is a longtime friend of CCO Radio, so it should be good stuff out there tonight for sure.
Yeah, it's always an eventful. Batting practice, all Prince music. You know, I'm still in. I like that they switched to Rage Against the Machine for the home runs, but I do miss Let's Go Crazy. I know it sort of became cliche, but it is a nice touch of Minnesota, and I'd never complain if that came back.
Yeah, I think that's fair. There's been a lot of kind of movement today going on related to injuries, related to players who are in or out. We don't have the full lineup from the Twins yet, but what's going on tonight with our club?
Yeah, it's bring your glove night at the ballpark because you might get in the game. No, we just found out Joey Gallo scratched. Already Byron Buxton is out, but did not suffer a broken rib, which he actually was very concerned about last night. He has that history of just traumatic stuff happening to him, and he escaped without broken ribs, had an x-ray this morning. But Carlos Correa is also out. He's got his plantar fasciitis resurfaced last night, just taking a weird step in between innings. But he did say he felt better today when he woke up than he did the last time it happened. He's hopefully can get in the lineup tomorrow. So they're very shorthanded tonight. Right now, only Christian Vasquez is on the bench, it looks like. But, long run, probably better than it could have been. So I think they're happy. Byron was certainly happy. He feels like that doesn't happen to him. You know, he's been hit by pitches and gets the concussion. Been hit by pitch, suffered a bruised wrist in 2019, got hit by a pitch and broke his hammock bone in 2021. So he said it was a painful night. He slept sitting in a chair after taking 97 to the ribs, and it's something totally out of control. And, you know, there's a lot of trauma, I'm sure, experienced that kind of stuff, and he escaped it.
You think of the pain, right? I mean, I can't even fathom it. Like, a 97-mile-an-hour fastball is horrifying to think about it just, like, coming by you at the plate, but to slam into your left rib.
Oof. I know. But there's no padding there. And we, one of the reporters mentioned...
Well, I have some padding there, but, you know, Byron has no padding there.
No, he does not. He has negative padding there.
Correct.
But one of the reporters mentioned to him today, you know, he used to play football. He's like, yeah, but I was the one doing the hitting. So, you know,
it's a little, it's a little different for sure. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, it's going to be very, very strange out there tonight. Dan Hayes with us. Although, you know, they were shorthanded last night when, once again, Royce Lewis coming through. It's been a good week for Royce, hasn't it?
It has. Coming back on Monday, the one-year anniversary of tearing his ACL, plays in that game, hits a three-run homer, gives him the lead, comes back, hits the game-tying single with two outs in the ninth, hits the game-tying home run last night. All six of his RBIs have either tied the score or put the Twins in the lead. Great start for him to the season. He just plays with so much joy, and it's just so fun to watch. He's such a great young player, and he's dealt with so much compared to a lot of his peers physically with the two torn ACLs. It's just a joy to watch him play, and but it's not just him. You know, I think Alex Kirilloff is finally healthy, and you can see that. And it's weird to say the Twins can be down Byron Buxton, Joey Gallo, and Carlos Correa and still feel like they have a good chance, but the way that they have responded without those guys in the lineup recently has been pretty good. I feel like they have a lot of confidence. You know, the Willie Castros and Donovan Solanos and Kyle Farmer give them a lot of confidence. It's not some of the replacement guys they brought up last year. They feel very the front office did a good job of getting depth, and it's paid off here. So,
and to that point, Dan, I mean, you think about if you know a couple of these guys do have to go on an injured list stint. Well, who's come? Well, you got Trevor Larnach sitting over in St. Paul. You got Matt Wallner sitting over there, and I mean, Wallner at the very least was hitting the cover off the ball. And Larnach's had some good stretches this year. It's not like they're bringing up 4A guys.
No, you're absolutely right. And look, if Correa had to go on the IL, you can slide Royce Lewis to shortstop, some combo of him and Kyle Farmer, and bring up Jose Miranda. And I know Miranda's had his struggles, but it's also a guy that you were relying on down the stretch all last season and really had a really good rookie season. So, I mean, from a depth position on the depth side, on the position side, they are really strong, and it's helped them a lot. I think it's helped them weather some early storms because they are very – I think they're second or third in Dave's miss right now.
MLB,
and yeah. You know, they're struggling again with injuries, but they are not letting it get them so far.
Dan Hayes writes for The Athletic. Dan, I was interested in your colleague Aaron Gleeman's piece today about Max Kepler. And Aaron was sort of examining this idea of how long are the Twins going to let Max sort of block Matt Wallner and Trevor Larnach? And not that you can look at the Twins and say, we just have so much talent, what are we going to do? But, you know, you need, with the injuries that we've seen, you've demonstrated why we need it. And Max Kepler has not performed at the level that I think the Twins had hoped they would have.
No, and look, they took a risk by hanging on to him going into this season. They know it. There was some value out there in trades. It wasn't the value they wanted. They were hoping that he could come back and perform and be a interesting trade piece in season, because teams were interested. Dodgers and the Phillies both called, and they both showed a lot of interest. It just never materialized. They never got what they wanted, so they held on to him. And so far, the risk hasn't paid off in the fact that, like you said, Wallner is tearing the cover off the ball right now. He looks like he's ready. Trevor Larnach at one point led the team in RBIs before he's had, you know, pneumonia and a couple things. But he's certainly a major leaguer, and those guys both could be, you know, having some at-bats taken away from Kepler being here. He's earning $8 million, you know, like those guys usually get the preference.
Right.
You wonder how long that keeps playing a role. And it is an interesting topic. I mean, the Cincinnati Reds are dealing with the same exact thing. They have one of the best prospects in baseball in Ellie De La Cruz, who's ready to come up and be a shortstop, and their current shortstop would slide over. Jonathan India, who's sort of a team leader, was the rookie of the year in 2021, might be without a home. It happens. It's frequent. It's a good problem to have, but you wonder how the Twins will address it.
Yeah, sure. It's a good problem, but it's still a problem, right? And the reality is, like, Max Kepler, his defense is excellent, but the rest of it is not great.
It definitely is. He struggled, and he was hitting well. Then he had a little rut right before he got injured, and went through an 0-for-17, and that's tough to absorb when you have some guys that can step in. You know, they're lucky that Larnach was not, you know, had pneumonia and is now on his rehab, so it wasn't a direct block in right there. But at the same time, Wallner, I think he reached his last eight plate appearances before he got sent down. And Kepler, you know, it hasn't quite materialized the way it did in 2019 with the offense. They always hope that it will. The potential's through the roof. He's one of those guys that just looks the part, and it just hasn't quite surfaced. And look, they've had a lot of good that they've gotten out of Max Kepler. He's been a 2-win above replacement player for his career, you know, average 2+ wins above replacement, which means he's a good player, but it just it's glaring at times when you have some guys they probably can hit and the offense hasn't been consistent.
Right. Yeah. And of course, as soon as you bring those guys up, we'll be mad that their defense isn't good enough. So I don't know. It's always it's always a tricky situation for sure. Dan Hayes is with us, The Athletic, theathletic.com. Tell us where we're at with this whole TV saga. The parent company of Bally Sports North, which is called Diamond Sports, they're in bankruptcy. They haven't paid the Twins what they owe. A judge said they got to pay. But now what? Where are we at?
Yeah, they're one of four teams that were, I guess, they won their lawsuit yesterday. And along with Cleveland and Arizona, and I can't remember the fourth, but, you know, it was a good thing for this season, I think. I think, you know, that payment needs to be made, and if it doesn't, then MLB will assume the product like they did with San Diego earlier this week. And from what I've heard, MLB is ready and hasn't had any issues so far stepping in. But, you know, obviously the idea of switching in the middle of the season never does seem comforting when you clearly have a professional product with Bally's and a group that does pre and post. And it's definitely tense, I think, for a lot of those employees wondering about their own careers. And, you know, Dick Bremer is a team employee, right? He's going to be on the broadcast regardless where it is. But I think this was a positive development, at least for this season. And the Twins contract runs out with Bally's after this season. So it was going to be potentially up in the air anyways.
They're getting paid a lot of money. Like one thing that came out in the court process was that was just how much the regional sports network, how much Bally is paying the Twins. It was more money than I think previously reported.
You know what? I didn't actually see the amount. What did you see reported? I'd heard it was 42 before, which was like the second lowest in the majors.
It was, I want to say, it was $54.8 million.
Okay. Well, that is definitely better than what has been reported.
And we don't know, like maybe it was a backloaded deal, you know what I mean? Yeah. Where it was 40 something early. It just goes to show we don't always know what
no,
you,
you're right.
You know?
I think over the life of it, it was 42, like the average annual value.
Yeah.
And it's still a poor deal. Like as far as their competitors go, I think the Padres were getting $72 million this year. And that's San Diego, which has less of a TV market than Minnesota because it's landlocked. The mountains to the east, ocean to the west, Mexico to the south, and all of L.A., which is obviously with the broadcast rights, you don't get those fans anything basically north of Camp Pendleton. And so the Padres are a very small market, even though there's 2 million people in the city. The crazy part is I saw MLB's calculations, and they basically thought that the Padres were going to go from about 1 million fans being able to see their product to 3 million just by MLB assuming it because the blackout rules no longer apply. And that will help the Twins. You think about Twins territory and where it goes and
long term for
there's
sure.
There's fans in Iowa, you know, people in Iowa probably haven't seen a Twins game in parts of it for years. So I think the loosening of these blackout rules overall will be good. The product will be on TV and the internet in one form or another. It has to be, there's demand for it. It's just it needs to get cleared up, and hopefully this is starting to
get that down.
See that.
Dan, thank you. I appreciate it. Dan Hayes with us every Friday. Have a good time at the ballpark. We'll have our pregame starting here on CCO at 6:30, right after Steve Thompson gets you up to that. 5:50, back to wrap up the show in a minute on CCO.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.